Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thank you, Jen. This week we welcome Christine Lanson and her album Cent Millions d'années. We first came to know Christine as a fiddler along with her sister years ago. Lots have changed since then. Earlier this year, she released her very first non-all-instrumental album. And today we find out what inspired Christine to become a composer, songwriter, arranger, poet. Our conversation with Christine is coming up right now, the title song from Cent Millions d'années on Atlantic Access.
J'ai rêvé à tes yeux, à une canicule lunaire entre nos cœurs lumineux. Du haut de mon hélicoptère, je t'ai vu atterrir dans le vide. Au milieu de mon désert, doucement comme une prière, à dire allume le feu, la chaleur ça repousse le malheur d'au moins trois quarts d'heure. T'as dit le comble du bonheur, c'est qu'il est toujours en retard. Une centaine d'années-lumière, mais dans son star.
surveille tes arrières. La vengeance plein le cœur. M'aurais pu à star. À sa fin, je scellerai ta retraite, défaire le mal que t'as fait. Ce soir, j'ai rassemblé toutes celles que t'as trompées pour mettre ton visage sur les murs de la ville. Tu m'auras pu à cette heure. Surveille tes arrières. La vengeance plein le cœur. Star. Surveille tes arrières. La vengeance plein le cœur. Tu m'auras pu à star. 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 La vengeance plein le cœur.
On Atlantic Access, Christine Melanson, Tu m'aurais pu à cette, and the back-to-back with the title song, 100 millions d'années. Christine, welcome to the Atlantic Access podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, your longtime followers might be a little surprised at the way this album came together. You're known, I guess, mainly over the years as a very popular fiddle player, and here you are putting out not only an album with lyrics, but kind of a different sound than people are used to hearing from you from the fiddle. So what led to the decision to record this kind of an album?
The reason I guess people knew me as a fiddler is because that's what I did. I didn't think I could sing, and then in 2016 I was going through a bunch of different stuff. My recovery actually kind of happened when I wrote my first song. The deepest of the lows, I remember not wanting to play, not wanting to read, not wanting to do the things that I usually love to do to keep myself creatively inspired. And so this one day, I felt like sitting at the piano and, you know, playing. And so I started playing this melody, and it didn't sound instrumental. And I just thought, well, maybe this is a song. And then I kind of started putting lyrics to that. And I sang it, but then I recorded it, and I sent it to a singer friend of mine. If you want to sing it, you can definitely go ahead. And she said, well, no, you sing. You can sing. I said, no, I can't. She goes, yeah, and you have to. You have something to say, and this is, like, pertinent, and you need to do it. And that's kind of when it started. So, like, a few months after Constellations, I wrote La Comète. That was the first song I ever wrote. Okay. And then I went to La Chanson Caraquette. And then from that, it kind of just bloomed into something completely different.
Oh, yeah. Ain't life great sometimes?
Yeah, it's really great that, like, from the worst part of my life came this beautiful gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. You mentioned that debut album of yours, Constellations, which was an instrumental fiddle album, but it opened a lot of doors for you. It was nominated for Music NB and ECMA Awards. That must have been a thrill for your, what I think was your debut album.
It was, yeah. Constellations, I would say, is my introduction to the music scene and to how wonderful and supportive it is around here. And I think when I released Constellations and I started hanging out with those folks and knew what the scene was about, we're all excited for the same thing, which is make music, being creative, all that. It was such a thrill for me to get to know those people, and that's kind of the I think the greatest gift that Constellations gave me, that sense of community within the East Coast music gang.
100 Millions d'années was released earlier this year to a lot of high acclaim, actually. And you are a multi-instrumentalist, but how many instruments do you cover on that album yourself, and who are some of the other musicians that joined you on that?
Well, I sang, played piano and keyboards, played acoustic guitar, and fiddles. And I've got Félix Béliveau on back vocals, Jesse Mea on organ, Xavier Richard on bass, Garrett Brown on drums, Denis Surette on electric guitars.
And nice.
So, yeah, it's a very good gang, and path to choosing the musicians I wanted to work with was really one of, I like those people. They happen to be very talented. They're good listeners, to be attentive and not, you know, take over, like just really have it be a real teamwork kind of effort.
Another clear indication of that is the next tune we're going to play, Le Lac. It's a personal favorite of mine from the album 100 Millions d'années with Christine Melanson on Atlantic Access.
Ciel bleu et l'ouragan s'arrêtaient pour jouer. Le crépuscule comme l'aurore à chaque fois amène une promesse d'amour pour le quai. J'étais à peine sortie du nid que j'ai compris que pour revenir faut d'abord s'envoler. Et d'une brise d'été. Armée de toutes mes romances, au gré du vent, le soleil, la ville, l'amour, je verrai. Au courant de tous mes voyages, les montagnes et les rapides d'argent dessous mes pieds. Qu'ils ont dit, c'est un courant qu'on voit mieux ce dont on s'est échappé avant. J'en ai perdu l'habitude. Mon oreiller collectionne mes déluges. Mes valises de peur sont lourdes à porter.
Atlantic Access. That's Christine Melanson from her latest album, 100 Million d'années. We established Christine as a multi-instrumentalist. We're also learning with regards to you being a storyteller. You're so multi-discipline as far as arts are concerned. You write poetry, for example. And what was that defining moment, perhaps, as you were growing up, where you kind of light bulb came on and you knew pursuing the arts would be so important to you?
I started playing fiddle when I was 4, and I don't remember not knowing what to do. If we're talking about the light bulb kind of moment, I've always known that I wanted to write, and I wanted to be a writer for a long time. I wanted to be a journalist. When I got to high school, I spent a day with a journalist as a part of like a co-ed. I guess it didn't really click with me. I wanted to be more creative and not and just like kind of make up my own stories and be.
Cool.
So I went into university studying literature. I have a bachelor's degree in French literature because I didn't think I was good enough to pursue music in university. I didn't. And it's actually in university that I discovered that I wasn't so bad. Because I, it's true, because, you know, I graduated with one other person in literature.
Okay.
So it's a very, very small group of people. Yeah. And so I hung out with her and also with people from the music department, the drama department. And so I started hanging out with the band Psy. And that's when I realized we were kind of talking the same language and I could keep up with what they were saying musically. You know, that was kind of like the click that made music more important in my life at that time.
With a degree in literacy, are you wishing for a bestseller one day? Would you consider writing a novel?
I would love to write a novel. I feel like every couple years I need a different challenge. And so I think that's kind of what happened with singing and then with learning guitar and everything that I did, like in recent years anyways. Mm. And right now I really want to write something like literary that is longer than what I've been used to and like bigger than an album, or I'm not really sure what it's going to be, but I feel it brewing.
Okay, all right.
It's there somewhere.
Good. We're meeting under COVID conditions. We're in the yellow phase. What's the first thing that you think you're going to want to do that you can't do now?
I want to bump into friends on the street, and I want to go see a live show and just be entranced with the performance. I have been watching a lot of Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives, and it's just not the same. We're not feeling the same sense of community that we're feeling in a room. And sometimes during shows, I will just take a break from like watching the show, watch the people in the room and think, you know, we're going through the exact same thing right now, and that performer is putting us through this exact same emotions that mean a lot of different things to us. And so that kind of aspect of community and being together watching the same show, to me, is like what I'm missing most.
Thank you very much, Christine, for your time today. It's been a lot of fun chatting with you. Much success. From the album 100 Millions d'années, this is Christine Lanson, Demain Peut-être, on Atlantic Access.
Poussez-moi, poussez-moi jusqu'à ce que je tombe encore plus bas. Tu gâches combien que je le sentirai pas. Des loups, vous m'avez cerné car j'étais le plus doux. Vous me l'avez fait regretter à chaque coup. Demain peut-être, je trouverai ma voie. Demain peut-être, je pourrai leur dire. Lâcher me rendront fou. Déjà que personne n'entend au secours. Mais demain peut-être, je trouverai ma voie. Demain peut-être. J'aurai fait mon chemin, je serai loin d'ici. Petit cœur qui vient tout juste de commencer à battre. En un instant, le monde a basculé. Je te vois grandir dans le ventre tout rond de ta maman. Et j'espère que le monde saura te charmer. Et dans tes rêves et dans tes songes, qu'il y ait chevalier ou dragon, j'espère dans ton imaginaire il y aura de l'amour, des champs de fleurs. J'espère que comme tous les nuages, tu resteras un peu sauvage pour voyager et pour rêver. Et si un jour tu te perdais dans un sentier lointain, j'espère que ton cœur saura te trouver. Et si t'as peur et si tu trembles, ne baisse pas les bras. Le vent dans ton dos est là pour te guider. Et dans tes rêves et dans tes songes, qu'il y ait chevalier ou dragon, j'espère dans ton imaginaire il y aura de l'amour, des champs de fleurs. J'espère que comme tous les nuages, tu resteras un peu sauvage et pour rêver. Face à la mer, les yeux remplis du courage de papa, chaque tempête, tu sauras naviguer. Face à la côte, face au phare, aux lumières de la maison, tendresse de ta mère saura te guider. Et dans tes rêves et dans tes songes, qu'il y ait chevalier ou dragon, j'espère dans ton imaginaire il y aura de l'amour, des champs de fleurs. J'espère que comme tous les nuages, tu resteras un peu sauvage pour voyager et pour rêver.
That's Christine Lancent from the album 100 Millions d'années on Atlantic Access, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. Check out entertainmentplus.ca. I'm Terry, and our bonus track this week is from a brand new band that was formed in the northwest corner of the province at Madawaska, a four-piece folk rock Acadian group currently called Fredericton, their home base. La Patente debuted a brand new single just a month ago. Reviens à la maison is on Atlantic Access.
Oh, we don't want pas des fidèles. Reviendons à maison. Reviendons à maison.
Show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.